Phoenix police did use pepper spray and other methods to try to disperse protesters as the night went on. I spoke with Sheriff Paul Penzone earlier this morning to get his take on how things carried out.
Well, I think that the Phoenix Police Department did an exceptional job, not only in their preparation, but in the professionalism, how they managed the circumstances, and their discipline in reacting quickly and diminishing and mitigating any potential threats. You know, my own agency, the Sheriff's Office, both deputies and detention officers were highly involved in support efforts, and their commitment to serve this community was tremendous, and just all the law enforcement agencies throughout the valley collaborated for the success that we saw last night under very trying circumstances.
What were the circumstances that you thought were most challenging last night? The protests started very peaceful, but it seems that things kind of disintegrated toward the end of the night.
Well, I think anyone being honest would admit that we knew that any time you take opposing forces and put them into close proximity and seeing what had occurred historically, that I hate to say that it was inevitable, but it was inevitable that there was going to be challenges where there was going to be conflict and potentially violence. And at the conclusion of the night, once we had those two opposing forces in close proximity after the energy level had risen, that was ultimately the outcome that we had expected, although prepared for. Where I'm concerned is we knew this would lead to that outcome. And as leaders in the community and as a law enforcement professional, we want to put public safety first, and we have to call on other leaders to recognize that we have to make decisions in the best interest of the community that we serve. And sometimes that means finding a peaceful solution before we get into a situation where the escalation of violence is more likely than not. So it was bittersweet. I believe it was successful as far as how it was managed. But the decision to carry out that rally last night under the circumstances that we're facing, I believe, was not a decision of leadership that actually went against our values as a nation and set law enforcement professionals in a place where their safety was jeopardized as much as the community.
You sound like you were reflecting what Mayor Stanton said last week, hoping that this, saying that this was not the right time and the right place for this rally. You're saying, you basically think that this was inevitable, that there was no way to avoid some sort of violence and clashing in this situation.
We put our community in jeopardy during a time when law enforcement works exceptionally hard to build relations, to focus on crime prevention, and to address the issues that impact public safety of our families. We were put in a position where we were required to use force to manage a considerably large crowd when all those things could have been avoided and we could have still had the same outcome had it been postponed or we'd chosen a different time to carry this out. And this is not me taking a political position. I want to be very clear about that. But as leaders, we have a responsibility. There were no surprises last night relative to what occurred.
The measures you're referring to, I'm guessing, are law enforcement having to use tear gas, pepper spray, stun grenades to sort of disperse the crowd toward the end of the night?
Sure. And again, we want to get in a position where we're identifying solutions and mitigating potential threats and violence. And last night, our hands were tied that we had to, manage a large event with opposing forces that are in conflict. And we have other issues within this community that we need to be focused on. The resources that were spent last night, the taxpayer dollars and all those other factors are things that we have to, take a look at and realize were utilized in a way that could have been better served.
Yeah. Last thing I have for you, Sheriff. You mentioned that law enforcement has been spending a lot of time trying to build community and build trust within this community, especially since your election. I know you've talked a lot about that. Last night, the president at this rally hinted that he might pardon former Sheriff Joe Arpaio here. What kind of message do you worry that might send to that community that you're trying to build?
Well, I've spoken about this before, and the community, the victory came in November. We made a decisive action there showing that we wanted new leadership in the sheriff's office, and I was privileged to have this opportunity. My focus is not only on the community's well-being, but the well-being of the organization that I run. We have, spent $70 million of taxpayer money due to the decisions by my predecessor that put us in violation of court orders and quite frankly, just the law and civil rights. We'll spend another $26 million in the next year that is obligated without any controls that I have. Mm-hmm. And I have men and women in detention, deputies, and civilian employees who go to work every day trying to get their job done and to earn the respect of the community that they serve. that's where my number one priority and focus is. My predecessor and what they, you know, what the courts choose to do or the president chooses to do relative to his position is irrelevant to me. The health of the men and women of that organization is my only priority.
All right. That's Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone. Sheriff, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.